Yeah, so I'm delighted, Ryan, to be able to confirm that the old Garda Barracks on St Owen's Road, the council have confirmed this afternoon that a funding application is going to be submitted to the Rural Regeneration and Development Fund for that project. So up to 10 million can be obtained in funding to redevelop it. Planning permission was approved for the project back in September. And when it's completed, it will be a brand new purpose-built enterprise centre right in the heart of Buncrana, and it will have some much-needed office accommodation, and it will be there for small businesses to use and to be able to grow and develop.
And this is big news for the local business economy in Buncrana. What impact do you expect this to have? Do you expect businesses to now look at Buncrana as a more attractive option to relocate?
Absolutely, no question about it. So it will be a very similar project to the Innovation Hub, which is just down the road from it in the former Town Council office, albeit it will be an enterprise centre. The focus won't be on digital technologies and innovation in that sense. But I absolutely do expect that it will open the door to new businesses and existing businesses to now come to Buncrana and to be able to use the centre to grow and expand their business, because a very serious issue we have in the town is a lack of available office space and accommodation. So this will hopefully be a game changer in that regard for the town of Buncrana.
And of course, we're just talking about this today as an announcement, but is there any further details on a timeline that you have available to you right now?
Well, the applications must be submitted to the Department for Rural and Community Development by the 28th of July, so the Council will have the application put onto the Department by that time. I would expect that an announcement in relation to the funding will be made towards the end of quarter three, so in the autumn time. And I would sincerely hope that construction would be able to start then in the early part of 2027, given that the planning permission and the other statutory consents are already in place.